Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. I'd like to devote the first part of this program, at least, to the music of the late Bill Smith. The great clarinetist and composer died in Seattle just a week ago, Saturday the 29th. He enjoyed a lifelong musical relationship with Dave Brubeck. He was on the University of Washington faculty from 1966 to 1997, and he was founder of the Contemporary Group at the UW with trombonist Stuart Dempster. Bill Smith was well known and highly respected in cool jazz, in contemporary concert music, and third string music, which is kind of a blend of the two. We'll hear some examples of that during this program. I'd like to begin today with a couple of recordings which were made in Italy, the Rome sessions with Bill Smith on clarinet and the Italian pianist Enrico Pieranunzi. First, we'll hear them playing the standard I Can't Get Started, and then we'll hear a piece with Bill using tape loops and echoes on an original composition of his called Aphrodite. This is Bill Smith on clarinet and Enrico Pieranunzi at the piano. Thank you. Clarinetist and composer Bill Smith recorded in Rome from an album titled The Rome Sessions. He was heard first with Enrico Peronunzi on a recording made in 1980, playing Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin's tune I Can't Get Started. And this last piece we heard solo clarinet by Bill Smith with electronic delay. That was titled Aphrodite, composition by Bill Smith. I'm Jim Wilkie, 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest each Sunday afternoon at this time. Bill Smith, who we celebrate today, was a very interesting guy who moved back and forth between concert music and jazz very easily, employing elements of each and the other, coming to his own synthesis. He experimented a lot with electronics, delays and tape loops and so on. He also played pieces of clarinets. I've seen him disassemble a clarinet in performance and play parts of two clarinets at once at other times. Always an experimentalist and always probing the outer edges. As a young man, he was drawn to Mills College in Oakland, California, after a year at Juilliard, when he learned French composer Darius Milhaud was teaching at Mills College. One of his fellow students, In Darius Milhaud's composition class was a young pianist by the name of Dave Brubeck, and the students, including Paul Desmond and Cal Jader, put together a workshop band which was dubbed the Dave Brubeck Octet. And encouraged by Darius Milhaud, they created original music inspired by the language of contemporary concert music, and the octet was as innovative as the birth of the cool sessions led by Miles Davis around the same time on the East Coast. Bill Smith played in small groups led by Dave Brubeck in the 50s and again in the 80s after the death of Paul Desmond. Bill won a couple of prestigious composition prizes, the Prix de Paris and the Prix de Rome, and he spent considerable time in both cities, had an apartment in Rome where he used for composing during summer retreats there. I met Bill Smith when he first came to Seattle in 1966. He was recruited by the University of Washington to start the Contemporary Group for Performance of Experimental Concert Music. The Old Seattle Jazz Society was in existence at the same time and promoting concerts, and we arranged for Bill Smith to perform his Concerto for Clarinet and Combo. This was a work that he had recorded a few years earlier, the three-movement, 20-minute piece on one side of an album with Shelly Manne and his men in 1957. It was built on the style of a classical concerto, but played by a jazz combo with space for improvising soloists. The other parts were all written out, but the solo part was meant to be improvised. Here's the first movement of that Concerto for Clarinet and Combo by Bill Smith. Bill Smith is the clarinet soloist, and Shelly Manne and His Men, which is a nine-piece group here, from an album Shelly Manne and His Men, Volume 6, Concerto for Clarinet and Combo by Bill Smith, the first movement. Thank you. That was Bill Smith on clarinet performing with Shelley Mann and his men in the first movement of Bill's Concerto for Clarinet and Combo. It was a nine-piece group with Bill Smith, the clarinetist, Stu Williamson, trumpet, Bob Enevoldson, valve trombone, Vince DeRosa, French horn, Charlie Mariano on alto, Jack Mountrose on tenor, and Bill Holman on baritone sax, and Ross Freeman, piano, Monty Budwig, bass, and Shelley Mann on drums. I remember when the Seattle Jazz Society mounted a performance of this work with Bill as soloist and rounded up a select group of Seattle musicians to perform as a combo. They said it was tough work. The time signatures change all over the place, all through here. Very complex piece of music. The Concerto for Clarinet and Combo, we heard the first movement. It's actually a three-movement work. It's about 20 minutes in length, the whole thing. Beautiful piece of music, though. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. Bill Smith continued his easy moves back and forth between jazz and contemporary music in Seattle, and certainly his familiarity and ease between the styles expanded his vocabulary in both. In addition to the more formal setting of the contemporary group at the UW, Bill also had a long-standing trio gig with Dan Dean on electric bass and Tom Collier on drums at the Merchant's Cafe on Pioneer Square. I wish I had the foresight to record them at the time. That's one I'm sorry I missed. He met his second wife, Virginia Paquette Smith, there, where she says he won her with his playing on the song Lover Man. Thank you. Smith, clarinet, multiple clarinets in this last piece titled Incantation. Apparently one solo clarinet down the middle there, and then the other parts added on left and right in stereo. Very interesting recording. 1978, Incantation, Bill Smith from an album titled Colors, recorded in Rome. As was the preceding piece with Enrico Pieranunzi on piano and Bill Smith on clarinet, we heard them playing the standard Lover Man. And we'll play one more here on this tribute to Bill Smith. There's so much of his music we could include here. We could go on for hours. Here is one more piece. This is an original composition and more conventional jazz with bass and drums. Bruno Tommaso is the bass player and Roberto Gatto, the drummer, Enrico Pieranunzi on piano. This is an ace Italian rhythm section backing Bill Smith here in his composition titled Matt.
Thank you.
Smith on clarinet from the album Colors, recorded in Rome in 1978 with Enrico Pieranunzi piano, Bruno Tommaso bass, and Roberto Gatto on drums. The tune was titled Matt, composition by Bill Smith. Hope you've enjoyed this survey of some of Bill Smith's music. Extremely wide-ranging musician through concert music and jazz and combinations and experimental music as well. Seriousness mixed with fun and exploration characterized all of Bill Smith's music. A memorial remembrance for Bill Smith will be held on September 22nd, his birthday. I'll have more about that as we learn the details. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional music scene. Last week on the program, I talked about a whole bunch of events that were not happening by the time the program was broadcast. It was recorded earlier, and it was totally out of date, and I apologize for that. You know by now that most scheduled events are not taking place. Concerts and so on and so forth have been canceled for virtually the rest of the month, and perhaps even beyond that. Don't head out to see or hear anything without checking first to see if it's really happening. Last week, also on Ken Wiley's program, I heard Ken playing a piece of music by Jim Knapp, and reminded me again of Jim Knapp's string orchestra called Scrape. This is a very interesting piece by Jim Knapp called Old Things, and he describes it as contrapuntal melodies mixed with odd meter, generating unusual harmonic rhythm. Solos contributed by Greg Belalchi on guitar and Heather Bentley on violin. This is Old Things, Jim Knapp's Scrape Orchestra. Music of Kenny Wheeler to conclude our Jazz Northwest for today from the album Invisible Sounds for Kenny Wheeler, Ingrid Jensen trumpet, and Steve Tressler on tenor saxophone, with Jeffrey Keyser at the piano, Martin Wynn bass, and John Wiccan on drums, in a piece titled Kind Folk by Kenny Wheeler. Before that, music of Jim Knapp, Jim Knapp's Scrape, his 20-piece string orchestra, playing his composition entitled Old Things from the album Approaching Vions. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music. Something a little different on today's program throughout. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. Jazz Northwest is heard every Sunday afternoon at this time, and you may also subscribe to a podcast at knkx.org, NPR, Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And it's also available for streaming at any time on demand. Go to jazznw.org and click on the appropriate program. We have programs going back over several months. More info, details, and playlists at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedral Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.